Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back into Sports Talk here on WWL Saints Radio, gearing up for preseason action tomorrow, 3 p.m. kickoff against the L.A. Rams. Helping us talk all things black and gold, Stan Verrett, NewOrleansSaints.com host, along with the Stan and Neil show joining us here. Stan, always appreciate the time, man. How you been doing?
Doing great. It was great to see the team out here in California. Got to see both practices, and I'm looking forward to the game tomorrow.
Stan, the guys out there out west with you, Deuce McAllister and Jeff Nowak, our sideline reporter, got to take in the practice as well. But curious, before I hand things over to them, what kind of stood out from you from this black and gold bunch in that joint workout against the Rams?
Well, there was a fight night in Oxnard with the Cowboys. Unfortunate to see that, and they had to deal with the fine and everything from that. There's a couple of ways to look at that one, where it's like, you know, you don't want to see the guys back down, but you also want to see them keep their heads. You know, I think the Cowboys are, you know, a little edgy. It was good to see that they didn't back down, but you want to keep it under control, you know, and get the work in that you need to get in and practice, and not let the other stuff distract you. Against the Rams, I was just watching Teron Armstead with Nick Underhill, and he was talking about how well the offensive line did against a pretty good defensive front from the Rams, although Myles Garrett didn't practice and Aaron Donald's not suited up yet. But that's a good sign. The one thing that concerns me are the injuries that are starting to pile up a little bit. You got Quincy Riley and now Kamara on the shelf for a little while, Jordan Tyson, John Ridgeway left in a boot. We had the Brian Brisee injury earlier. So, you know, that this has been a real active stretch. If you go back to the practice against Jacksonville, the game against Jacksonville, and then the practice against the Cowboys, practice against the Rams, and now a game against the Rams tomorrow, that's a lot of activity in a very condensed period of time. So I'm hoping that they can come out of this game without any other serious injuries to key players, because, you know, it's getting to the point where it's a bit concerning now.
Stan, I want to ask you just your overall opinion after watching this team, you know, up close in those practices, and what are some of the things that you think that they still have to kind of improve on, do a little bit better? We know the injuries are a question and concern, but just some areas that you say, hey, they've got to get a little bit better at A and B.
You know, sometimes it's hard to tell when you don't have the personnel groupings that you're going to see during the regular season. That's always the caveat. Like, you know, there are guys in who may play, who may not play. There are guys in who are in due to injuries. So it's hard to tell from a full team perspective. So I try to look at individual players and kind of see things that I think that they need to do, and players who have opportunities that they can capitalize on. As a unit, I mean, I really like the offensive line. They have some really talented players, pretty much first and second rounders, who are really good as a unit. I think the addition of David Edwards is really going to help there. This quarterback battle between Zach Wilson and Spencer Rattler is going to be really important for both of those guys tomorrow, because, you know, from what I've heard on a day-to-day basis, Spencer Rattler was really letting it rip in practice and then looked a little tentative in the first preseason game. So those two guys, you know, are going to have to sort it out. Who's going to step up and claim that backup position? Zach Wilson had a pretty good performance last week against the Jaguars. So that's something I'll be watching very closely. With Jordan Tyson out, there's going to be some additional playing time for a receiver who may not have been on the active roster if Tyson were healthy. So who steps up and claims that? I like what I've seen from Trey Palmer. Chris Olave's been fantastic. I mean, we know that that's a known commodity there. But, you know, Trey Palmer, Devon Vele, Barry and Brown, you know, these guys, I want to see who's going to step up and really develop the kind of chemistry that we see with Olave, with Tyler Shook. Who else can develop a feel for what they need to be in this offense? I'd like to see more from Oscar Delp at tight end in terms of production. He did have the touchdown last week, but I'd like to see him more involved. And then in the running backs, I mean, Ty Chandler has shown a burst that realistically in a running back, I'm trying to think the last time the Saints had his kind of speed in the backfield. Because when he gets a crease, I mean, he can go. And we saw it on the kick return last week, and we saw it in some of these practices where he was able to get outside and really pick up some yardage. So he's another player who I'll be watching. And then on defense, you know, with Heldman and Price, they both had eye-popping performances last week. But was it a one-week thing, or are they guys who are going to claim spots on the active roster through their production? So those are some of the guys who I really want to watch and see how they perform against a team that is the favorite to win the Super Bowl, that has everything in place. You know, how do they go out there and compete?
You know, Stan, this is Jeff, by the way. Thanks for taking the time to chat with us. I have the answer to your trivia question. CJ Spiller, I think, would be the last running back the Saints had that was like elite, like game-breaking type speed. Velus Jones last year was kind of that, but he never really played. But yeah, I agree with you. I think the way I put it, I was on with Dave Cohen earlier today, and the way I put it was like, there's going to be opportunities in the next 2 weeks where some guy breaks off like a 25, 30-yard run, and you're like, who's that guy? It's going to be Ty Chandler. Like, that's the answer to that question, because he's going to show up. Just like last week on the kick return, he's going to show up, and people are going to be like, whoa, like that's a different type of speed for the running back position. My question for you, you know, year two, Kellen Moore, I'm curious, what was your review of Kellen as a first-year head coach? And, you know, what are your expectations for kind of this coaching regime, you know, in year two with a lot of the same coaches, same offensive coordinator, same defensive coordinator? I feel like, you know, 6-10, year one is, you know, within the margin of error for what you could be satisfied with for a team that's coming off of four, now five missed playoff appearances. But what are your expectations for Kellen and the coaching staff in year two?
What I'd like to see is them continue to develop young players into contributors who will be on the roster for the foreseeable future. You know, figure out who those guys are and continue to develop them. And then, you know, I think last year at 6-10, you're right. Okay, first year coach, you went to a rookie quarterback midseason. Fine. I like the way they ended the season. You know, there's a lot of talk about, well, hey, maybe they should just try to position themselves for a better draft pick. But I think winning matters more than that. And I think some of the young guys to experience winning late in the season last year gave them some momentum going into this year. I think you want to see a team that you feel like is on the upswing again. You know, now the good fortune for the Saints is that the NFC South has looked like a very winnable division the last few years. I mean, it's there for the taking. So if they can get the kinds of contributions that they need from key players, they should be in the thick of the division race and try to get into the playoffs. I mean, some playoff experience this year for what is a team getting younger would be fantastic. But I think the key thing is to keep building positive momentum game by game as the season goes on. I mean, we saw that last year. They got better as the season went on. And so that's all you can hope for. And then, you know, health is always the X factor, because when you have, you know, a few elite players, I mean, look at the difference when Chase Young wasn't there early in the season to what happened when he got there. You know, if he stays healthy the full season, I mean, he could be in the defensive player of the year conversation. You have an elite player in Chris Olave. If he stays healthy, that's a big piece of the offense. and with a go-to guy that, that you can depend on for a young quarterback. So I would just want to see, after this season is over, we look back and say, this is still a team on the upswing. This is a team that with another good draft, another good offseason, could be among the top contenders in the NFC. Now, if that happens earlier than expected, great. But you have to understand that there's a lot of young guys and, you know, year two of this coaching staff, but I think they're taking positive momentum in. And, you know, we're going to find out very quickly. Those road trips to Detroit and to Baltimore to start the season are a big challenge. You know, and so they've got to come out ready to play from week one.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
Stan, obviously unfortunate news with the Saints and wide receiver Jordan Tyson right now. He's dealing with an injury, going to miss at least 2 months right now that we're expecting. But some of these other rookies on this squad in this draft class, has anybody kind of stood out to you that has piqued your interest that you want to see more of coming up?
I like Berrion Brown. I've seen him make some plays. I haven't been there to watch practice, but I keep up and watch, you know, all the video feeds from all the various outlets covering the team and the team itself. And I like a lot of what he's shown. The Jordan Tyson part of it is important because, I mean, first of all, I'm glad that it's only going to be a month of the regular season, that if that's going to happen, it happens now instead of, you know, in week one, and he misses a big chunk of the regular season. But it's a priority to get him back healthy and get him on the field, because I think with Chris Olave and Tyson and Devon Vele, and if Berrion Brown and Trey Palmer contribute, you got a mix of different receivers with different skill profiles that can give defenses headaches. So Berrion Brown, I think now with Tyson out, it creates more of an opportunity for him to be in the mix. And I like his speed and his playmaking ability as well. So he's one of the guys, you know, I'll be watching. And then, you know, we haven't talked much about Caden Ellis. I mean, I know he's not a rookie, but he's a newcomer on the defense, stepping into, you know, a position that's going to be really important, because DeMario Davis was always someone you could count on. You didn't have to worry about that position at all. You knew you were going to get elite level production there. And so, you know, Caden Ellis has shown he can be that type of player. And so they're going to need that from him. But I just want to see the team go out and compete. I want to see these young players adjust to becoming key contributors to the team as they grow, and see the coaching staff continue to develop them. I mean, you know, like I said, the opportunity is there for the playoffs because of the division. And so if you start stacking some wins, you know, you look up, and then, you know, the NFC South, I mean, you could win it with 10 or 11 wins. So, you know, that may be a lot to ask for where the team is right now, but, you know, who knows? You know, maybe it happens sooner than expected.
Stan, I got to ask you. No, I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. No, I'm saying it's not like we're in the NFC West where you got the Seahawks and the 49ers, you know, to deal with.
Yeah, and I know just listening to maybe some of the Atlanta personnel and looking at some of what they've shown on television, they're still trying to figure out whether they have the quarterback situation figured out. And so it'll be intriguing from that standpoint. But I just wanted you to tell kind of the listeners some of what you're going on. We know that you have the podcast and the work that you will be doing for the Saints, and just tell some of our listeners where they can find, you know, the work that you do, where they can find that at.
Well, there's something coming down the pike that I can't really, that I can't discuss right now.
No, but, correct. What you can discuss.
well, you know, me and my former partner, Neil Everett, from SportsCenter. We do a podcast. We're going to start that back up once the regular season in NFL starts. We did 42 episodes last season, and we ended after the NBA Finals. And so we're gonna crank that up again once football gets started again. And then, basketball-wise, I've been doing NBA TV and, some things like that. But there's – and then, of course, on Saints.com, we're going to be doing a preview podcast each week that will get fans ready for the game coming up and provide a look at the entire NFL and the division from the Saints' perspective. You know, sort of like a big picture look. I mean, you guys are on the ground there in New Orleans every day, so I'm going to provide more of a big picture perspective about where the team fits into the overall NFL, what's going on in the division, what's going on around the league. So, I'm looking forward to providing that for Saints fans every week on Saints.com.
Definitely appreciate the time, Stan. As always, can check you out. Like you said, the Stan and Neil Show podcast. I'm sure you can check it out where everyone gets your podcast, right? Spotify and all that.
Yep. And if we talk this time next week, we'll have a lot more to talk about on that front.
No doubt about it. Stan, appreciate the time. Thanks for joining us here on WWL Saints Radio as we get ready for game day tomorrow, man.
All right. Let's go, Saints. Who dat?
Thanks, Stan.
Stan Verrett, NewOrleansSaints.com host, along with the Stan and Neil Show, joining us here on WWL Saints Radio.
Hey, y'all. I'm Maddie.
And I'm Poodle.
And together, we host the podcast Reality Gaze.
We are two ridiculous homosexuals who love nothing more than talking about reality television
and tearing in a new one. So whether it's 90 Day Fiancé, Love is Blind, Love After Lockup, or any other trash TV show about lonely hearts looking for love, your gay besties got you covered, y'all.
New shows every week. Follow and listen to Reality Gaze wherever you get your podcast.
Reality Gaze, let's love.